So, where am I? Where am I indeed? Now, I didn't really have much of a plan to record something again until something like May something, the 7th or something, yeah? But I find myself on the way to Cambridge. Now, I've just passed Royston, and I've probably done about 40 odd miles, I think. I thought I'd cycle from Enfield today, and it's been an adventure weekend, a proper adventure weekend. Now, I was going to talk about yesterday, because yesterday was an amazing day. I had a brilliant day. I it was May 3rd, right? Spent the day in central London, and I got the train to Putney Bridge, and then I walked from Putney Bridge along the south side of the river to Battersea. So Battersea Power Station, which is now this wonderful shopping complex, which was excellent and very, very nice and modern and stuff. And I got some good pictures, so I'm really pleased with that. Just check that let's get off the road, because there's bound to be cars. And this is an off-road bike, so I can ride on the path and not stress cars out too much and have them trailing me. So Battersea was really good. And then actually getting a bit hungry. I was quite tired. I think I'd done about 14,000 steps by that time. So I thought the best option then was to cycle. Now, that was actually kind of my main plan, was to get to Hyde Park and then rent a Santander bike and cycle round. So, oh, there's a train. Right, it's the first time I've seen a train since Brock's born. Yeah, I'm not really enjoying this path, if I'm honest. Apologise for the wind noise. The noise reduction should be making it. I don't think it was probably designed to... I think it's good for walking, but not necessarily good for cycling. I didn't really think this through. But anyway, so I cycled from Battersea to Hyde Park, and then, because what you do is you pay £3.50 for the day, right? So £3.50 means that you can use unlimited Santander bikes, but you can only use them for an hour, and then you have to change to get another one. So I want to go back on the road because it's a bit smoother. Okay, the car's turning right. That's okay. Dodge the sheep poo, which I can do. There's no cars coming, and I'm going to get on the road now. And I'm on the way to. Oh, I'll tell you something. My butt is really sore from this seat. Again, didn't think this through. So yes. So then I did a lot of riding yesterday. So I then got to Hyde Park. Oh, it's actually Green Park I got to, and then got off the bike, and then thought I'd walk to Hyde Park and see if I could get another bike there. Then I had to wait 15 minutes for somebody to rock up with a bike, and it was a German tourist who kindly gave me the bike. Well, they didn't give it to me, they docked it, and I just took it straight from afterwards. And then I knew I had about an hour, right? So I took with me, now any of my younger listeners probably won't know what the hell I'm talking about, but I'm going to share with you this piece of wonderful technology called a mini disc. Okay, so it's kind of the same quality as a CD, and I'd loaded up all my favourite tunes on like a couple of discs. So I only had two discs with me, just one. I'd kind of like a whole load of good stuff from all over, really, mostly. I don't know, actually, no, the past 20 odd years. My kind of music, anyway, right? So a bit of Brit hop, a bit of trip hop, some good stuff. And wasn't happy, I don't care. And so I was So I really enjoyed that. That was, so I listened to that stuff while riding around Hyde Park. And I literally did the whole route of like up to the Serpentine, up to St. James's Palace, and then came back down again, and then rode all the way around and literally used up the whole of my hour on this one bike. And then thought, well, actually, if I head out towards, are those tulips? No, they're not. Anyway, if I head out towards Westminster Bridge, I could probably get another bike. And so I was riding, I was left the park, zooming down with my tunes blasting. And then I got to, I was just coming up to Westminster Palace, and I'm doing 9 miles an hour, I'm told by the sign. Thank you. I didn't realise I was going that fast. And anyway, I got to almost before Parliament Square, and I had about 4 minutes on the clock. It might have actually been three. So I started to panic because I couldn't see a docking station anywhere. I knew there was one at the foot of Westminster Bridge, but I also knew that there were three sets of lights between me and the docking station at that point. And I thought, I'm not going to do it in 3 minutes. And then you incur a fine. Well, not a fine, you pay the full amount. And then they start to charge you. It's like, I don't want to do that. Oh my goodness, I've made it to the A10. Oh, fantastic. Now it's just plain sailing all the way into Cambridge. I think, anyway, I say plain sailing, I have a tendency to tempt fate. Anyway, I was cycling, and then I got to a set of lights, and the lights went red. And I thought, oh, and I hate light jumpers. But then I saw that there were roadworks turning left, so no one could turn left anyway. No one was coming out of there because of the road was dead at that point. No one was coming the other way, no pedestrians wanted to cross the road. So I thought, in that case, on this one occasion, I'm going to do something completely illegal and jump the lights, which I did, right, making sure I was very careful. I jumped the lights, and then once I jumped the lights, I looked round to my right and there was a docking station. So it was like, great. I was like, fantastic. There was the bike lane, I think. No, I've just come, no, it's not a bike lane. It's a path. Okay, I'm riding on the path. This is not good. So anyway, as it turned out, I was able to very quickly dock the bike, and so then I thought I'd walk and get a Tesco's meal deal. So I thought I'd share that with you, but you're glad you listened in for that one, which was okay actually. It was actually really rather bland, if I'm honest. It wasn't at all interesting in any way, shape or form. And so once, then I thought, right, okay, I ate my tea or my Tesco's meal deal, and while staring at the wheel, and then thought, what I'll do is I'll get a bike again and ride to Moorgate. So I did, and then it was one of those ones I kind of like just got into the flow of picking up the bike and not really checking it, which is totally my fault, right? Can't blame anyone for that other than myself. And then this kid started riding towards me, and he wasn't looking where he was going. He was riding with his mates and he didn't see me until the last minute. And unfortunately, I went to ring the bell and then realised there wasn't one on the bike that I'd chosen, which was my fault. Should have checked that. And so I couldn't even warn him. So when he was like, yo, and he then moved out of the way with all his mates laughing at him. Right. So I then thought, I'll find another docking station and change bikes because this is ridiculous. I can't be riding a bike with no bell on it. It's not in central London anyway. So changed bikes, got to Moorgate, it was a lovely ride. And one of the things that I really liked about Hyde Park, more than anything, I think, which kind of made the whole experience thoroughly enjoyable, was seeing how fun it was, and seeing how so many other people were out enjoying their Sunday, bank holiday Sunday, you know, doing little various activities, right? So there was all sorts of things going on, and it was great. So, like, riding past the bandstand, there was people doing, I don't know what kind of dance, because I'm a bit ignorant to dance, if I'm honest, but they were doing, we're doing something. It looked like ballroom dancing, but they weren't dressed up. And then seeing, like, part of the path was taken up by a group of roller skaters who were doing, like, this mass dance. Sorry, I just hit a bump there and the thing hit my butt. And they did this mass, they're doing this mass dance. It looked like fun. It really did. And then just sort of seeing people lounging around, far too many men with their tops off, which was disgusting, I might add. You know, it's like, if you're going to do it, be in shape, you know. Don't. If you've got a bigger belly than me, you probably should not be walking around with your top off. And there was plenty of them, just like that. No one needs to see that, dudes. Seriously. So, and then just generally seeing people having a great time, you know, and then realizing that I was a part of that, because there I was riding around on a Santander bike, having a great time in lovely weather in central London. So with that, combined with the previous day, which was the Saturday where I drove out to Burnham and Malden, and then St Peter's Chapel, that combined with yesterday, and then finding myself riding to Cambridge today, it's been a massive weekend. Actually, I'm going to need a day off to recover. I don't think I will be, but all right. Ironically, I'm arriving at a place called Trumpington, right? Which I believe it literally is called Trumpington, right? It is. I know this because for two reasons. One, because it's usually where I come here and drop the car, because they've got a park and ride. So I drop the car here and then walk into Cambridge. And secondly, I also know this is because it's where Addisbrook Hospital is, where Lucas recovered from his accident last year. And it has sort of a special significance for us, because I am the reason why I am cycling here is because I'm training for my epic ultimate ride next year of John O'Groats to Land's End, to raise money for Addington Children's Hospital. And it's just here on the right, the hospital, so that's why I feel, you know, it kind of feels a bit apt to start my proper training. And today was actually quite funny, if I'm honest, because I couldn't decide. It took me ages, right, to decide on what bike to use, because for the life of me, I couldn't work it out. It's like, do I take the single speed? You know, it's like, well, that's probably a need to service, and it's a bit stiff in places. I don't want to do a long distance ride on a really stiff bike. I don't mind the fact that, you know, it's only got one gear. That doesn't bother me. Famous last words. That really has bothered me today. You know, I've only had three gears on this. But anyway, and I couldn't find my pump or my travel pump anywhere, which was actually starting to annoy me. And I thought, well, it's like, if I ride to Hartford and back, which was my original plan, it doesn't matter if I don't have a pump, because I'm never that far from a station. You know, I can always, you know, find my way back with a, you know, with a puncture and not have to repair it. It's not a big deal, you know, I can wait till I get home kind of thing. You can just get the train back. But if you're riding out to Cambridge, yeah, I don't have that luxury. I need to have tools and spares, because there's a section once you get past Ware and Hartford, it's a bit like no man's land. You know, the next spot is Royston, where I could possibly, you know, get a train back to London. But that said, you know, that's a heck of a distance from Ware to Royston, I since discovered. I did not enjoy that bit. That was a good 10 miles, which is not a huge deal. You know, 10 miles is not a big deal at all, right? By any stretch of the imagination. Right, I might have to pay attention here, because I don't want to get hit by a car travelling at speed. And okay, we're good. Yes, yeah, so there was a heck of a distance that I just, you know, wasn't particularly of a mind to do, and I ended up doing it anyway. So right, so that's under the right, I'm on the A10. Underneath me is the M11. Don't know if you can hear me over the top of it. I'll find out later. But yeah, so not really in any rush that the lights aren't changing, so I might as well just go for it and carry on. So yeah, so now we got it. Where was I? Yeah, so the bikes. That was it. I was talking about the bikes. Now, I wanted to. So what I did was I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to go for it. Chance my arm. Grab the single speed and just go out and go. I got over to Hillyfields, and there was just something about the bike that just didn't feel right. It was too stiff, and I thought, oh, I can't be bothered to ride, you know, 50 miles on this thing, and then and just it'll just be a thoroughly unpleasant experience until I've serviced the bike and repaired the headstock and stuff properly. I shouldn't really go out on long distances, so I turned around, and I was cold, right? I turned around, came home, pulled out the boxes in my office, found the pump, which I wasn't expecting to, and now I have to stop and take a picture. Yes, I do. So just one second, I'll be back. I need to get a picture of where I am with the bike and stuff. Right, so I've just looked at the recording and it does not look good. It looks like I've got a ton of wind noise, and I had to get a picture of the sign saying that I've just arrived at Cambridge, and it says welcome to the city of Cambridge. So now I've got a ride. Oh, my glutes and my bike. No, my quads. No, all of them. It's so stiff. Okay, now I'm just gonna go find the station. I was actually gonna, it's too late now, it's 4:15, and I probably missed. I was gonna go to the pie shop and just look at stuff and type, but yeah, it's too late for that. So now I'm just going to ride. Right, I'm gonna go find a station. So, what was I talking about? Can't remember. It was about something. So anyway, I'm not sure I'm gonna use this. So yeah, well, I forgot I was talking to you for there for a second. I was too busy concentrating on where I'm going, and I still don't know. I do know that there's actually a really big supermarket, actually, which I'm not stopping at. Right, so where was I? Now it's gone a bit quiet. So, nope, it's gone. I'm going to have to stop this. And try again. I was talking about the bike, wasn't I?